Yeah, hi, my name's Mark Bishop and I'll be doing a stride for sight on the 19th of March, Saturday. I've only just sort of moved back to Cornwall for the last sort of, it's been about a year and a half really, and I see a lot of charity work based down here, and I like my fitness, and I've just wanted a good excuse obviously for a good walk, but also to raise money for a good charity. And I'm pretty sure I've seen it in the West Britain, and then I picked a leaflet up from Skinner's Brewery to register. So me and my fiancée will be doing it together. So
you're also going to be getting a whole lot of money in. This is the whole point of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I actually work at G Money, which is quite a big company, in actually on Newham Estate where we are. And already, obviously, I've got quite a few people from there. It's quite a big office. So already not even really going out and about and asking people. I've raised quite a bit of money already, me and my fiancée. So that started really well. It was around sort of £179. I'm also a DJ, so I'm thinking about maybe doing a charitable sort of gig as well. So got a few ideas, and it's quite nice how many people have sort of sponsored it really, and give money really. So yeah.
And your fiancée's name?
Eva Brunt. She's Hungarian, so she lives in the country about 6-7 years now. We're engaged, so yeah, we've sort of both think it's for quite a good cause, and quite passionate about it. And there is actual meaning behind why we're actually doing it as well. So it's not just, you know, we just want to get fit sort of thing. There is sort of a meaning behind it from my side of the family. So
just tell me about that.
It's my granddad actually. He's Cornish born and bred, and as well as me, I was born in Truro, but I've lived away such a long time, and I really want to get involved in a decent charity that I want to give to. And my granddad actually passed away quite a few years now, but he had a tumour in the back of his eye, cancer, and he lost one of his eyes. So for me, sort of, it's a personal thing as well, but also giving back to the community for Cornwall, because I'm, you know, Cornish and proud of it sort of thing. And I felt with also being like the minor track and, you know, sort of where it's situated and the story behind it, I did do a bit of research into it as well, and just wanted to see what it was mainly for. And I really like the cause and how long it's been running, which is quite a long time. So that was a very valid reason as well, yeah.
So this is your first fundraising thing for Cornwall Blind Association. Mm. Do you see this as an ongoing thing now?
I'd like to, yeah. Yeah, I don't see why not. I think 11 miles is going to be quite easy, so I want a bit more of a challenge maybe the next one. So I've done a bit of walking in Snowdonia and sort of the Lake District in the past, and I do a bit of, you know, fitness in Cornwall. So, but I think the actual track itself I wanted to walk on anyway. It's supposed to be a nice track from coast to coast. So I can't see why not. Maybe London Marathon in the future or something like that. If it's I'm always one for a good cause rather than sort of just giving, you know, charity willy-nilly. So I'm quite happy. Yeah, for sure, in the future, yeah, I can't see why not, yeah.